When I was 11 years old, I remember one particular Yom HaKippurim, in which, of course, classically in the shul, there was a break in between Musaf and Mincha in the afternoon. I told my father that I wanted to go home to rest a little bit. My father stayed in shul, as was his normal custom. He stayed in shul the entire day on Yom HaKippurim, learning Mishnayot. So I went home, and I remember being at home. I remember the exact situation that I was in very vividly. And I recall that I was very hungry, and I took out some cookies and milk. I ate the cookies, I drank the milk. I came back to shul and I informed my father that I had drunk and that I ate. My father was very, very angry at me. And he said to me, "Why did you do this?" So I said to him the obvious answer, which I thought would be acceptable. I said, "Well, I was hungry." Of course, what I didn't realize or didn't appreciate is that every single person in the entire community was starving and would like to eat and drink, but they didn't do so because it was Yom HaKippurim. My father was very, very disappointed. He made it very clear that he was very upset that I had gone and eaten on Yom HaKippurim. And at that point, I didn't really understand what exactly the problem was. I mean, after all, I was only the age of, ripe young age of 11 years old. Certainly wasn't bar mitzvah. I wasn't necessarily chayev to partake in all of the mitzvot. And therefore, why was I being held accountable? And then I realized years later what exactly my father was upset about. What he was disappointed in was not only that I showed or demonstrated a weakness, but that I really failed to capitalize and to take advantage of an opportunity which lended itself to me. I had gone through almost the entire fast. It's true, I was not obligated, I was not bar mitzvah. But how often does a Kadosh Baruch Hu give you the chance to fast, to daven, to immerse oneself, being totally enthralled by the Kedusha, the holiness and spirituality, Shalitzumo Shalyom, of the very essence of the day of Yom HaKippurim? My father wanted me to appreciate that Yom HaKippurim is meant to remind us of the here and now. It's meant to remind us that we spend our lives when we're younger longing to be older, and when we're older longing to be younger. But that we have to appreciate what we have in front of us. And chalila, a person, God forbid, should never squander or allow that opportunity that presents itself to him to pass by. Because that is ultimately the greatest tragedy in a person's private life that they could experience. The Gemara in Yuma discusses classically, we're all familiar with it, tzadikim b'Rosh Hashanah, tzadikim nechtamim lechaim, the righteous receive the signature of life, reshoim nechtamim lemita kiviyachol, those who are wicked, of which there are very few, are nechtamim lemita, are written to their death, and beinonim tuluyim ve'omdim, those who stand somewhere in the middle, probably the slot that most of us find ourselves in, are tuluyim ve'omdin. They are suspended in midair, so to speak. And the Gemara says, "Im yachzeru b'tshuva nechtamim lechayim, v'im lav nechtamim lemita." If those who are beinonim, suspended in the middle, opt to be choze b'tshuva, then they receive the book of life. But if not chas v'shalom, then they are victims of the dire consequences. And Reb Chaim Ibrisk asks a famous question that all of us are probably familiar with, but nonetheless needs to be repeated. Beinonim are those who are in the middle. Well, if I were to look at a system of weights and measures, I would say, well, a beinoni, someone who's in the middle, has his sins on one side, the mitzvot on the other side, and they're a perfect balance. What I can do is simply sit around, wait for the last minute before the end of Yom HaKippurim, do one mitzvah, say Kriyat Shema, perhaps give a little tzedakah, make a pledge, perhaps be machnes oreach, invite someone into my house, and all of a sudden I have one more mitzvah that outweighs the averot, and I am, sure enough, should receive the Book of Life. Because now my mitzvot are more plentiful than the averot. However, says Reb Chaim Mibrisk, this is not the way it works. The Gemara does not say that you should do one mitzvah and then you are nechtam l'chaim, you receive the Book of Life. No! The Gemara says, yaseh tshuvah. There is one particular mitzvah that a person has to immerse himself in, and only then is he guaranteed to salvation. What is that mitzvah? The mitzvah of tshuvah. Why? Says Reb Chaim Mibrisk, it's not enough to do other mitzvot. At this time, at this juncture, Yom HaKippurim, Aseret Yimei Tshuvah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu lends himself to us, presents himself to us, offers us the option of fasting, of Kedushah, Tahara, for a person to squander that opportunity, that is the worst sin that is absolutely irreparable. And therefore, Chalila, if a person doesn't chozer b'tshuvah daika, if he doesn't take the opportunity to return and to repent, that is such a hideous sin, because God offers us the opportunity, particularly on Yom HaKippurim, in the time of Ne'ilah, Ptach lanu Ne'ilat Shar, open for us the gates that are now being locked and sealed. God offers us an opportunity to jump in. That one last chance. Person who does not take advantage of that opportunity, then he loses and squanders, and therefore he has to suffer the dire consequences that cannot be repaired. I recall once coming across my daughter, who's now 10 years old, on Mea Ve'esrim, a very sweet little girl. And I remember one year she was sitting and crying. She was depressed. And I said to her, what's the problem? Why are you so upset during Aseret Yimei Tshuvah? And she said to me, Abba, I am trying my best, but I cannot wake up the Yetzer HaTov. I cannot awaken him. Halavai aleinu, that we should be so upset, so depressed. Why? In demonstration of the fact that we have a desire to return to the source, namely HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Hashem extends to us an invitation to awaken, and we don't take advantage of it, then that is the worst thing that could possibly befall us as individuals in front of Hashem. Ne'ila on Yom HaKippurim reminds us of not what we could have and not what we should have, but that there is the here and now. Now is the time to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Im ya'aseh tshuvah nechtam l'chaim. There is no time like the present. The Gemara in Erevin says that the daughter of Rav Chista saw that he was exhausted. She said to him, Lo bai mar meinam purta. Shouldn't you rest a little bit, my father? And Rav Chista replied, Hashta atu yome aricha viktini v'neinam tuva. Now's not the time to rest, but there will come a time when there'll be longer days in the world to come, and then we'll rest. But right now is time to take advantage of the opportunity that presents itself. This year, the first night of Slichot, Motzei Shabbat, as is the minhag customary by the Ashkenazim, so that night, when I told my children that I'm staying up late to go to Slichot, my daughter came and said, Abba, I want to go to Slichot with you. Well, I said to her, the next day you have to go to school. You can't stay up that late. You won't be able to function. But there's an option for a minyan in the morning to say Slichot early in the morning. If you want to go, I will wait. I'll go to Slichot in the morning with you, and you can come with me and go straight to school after davening, after the Slichot. Well, sure enough, she said that she wanted to. She prepared herself. The morning she woke up earlier, she got dressed by herself. She came downstairs to have a bowl of cereal before we go out to say the slichot together. And I noticed that my other daughter, our youngest daughter of 7 years old, she too came down. She was all dressed and prepared to go to shul. Well, I heard them discussing with each other. My older daughter, the 10-year-old who was supposed to go with me, she said to the younger one, she said, Gila, you can't come with us to shul. It's just for me to go. And I overheard my little one say to her, what do you mean, she said? I also want to say to Hashem, Slicha u'michila. I also have things that I have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for, Slicha, for things that I did during this year. I too want the opportunity that presents itself. Sometimes we learn the most fascinating insights. Sometimes we are privileged to receive the most telling lessons from the youngest sources, from our little children. Halevai aleinu, the 7-year-old child, expresses a desire to be presented with the opportunity and not chalila to lose that chance to say slichot to Hashem. And so indeed that morning we ventured to shul together. Myself, my 10-year-old daughter, and my 7-year-old daughter. And sitting next to me and saying Hashamnu Bagadnu together, I showed them how to daven the slichot and how to say certain parts of it. It was one of the most inspirational experiences I had in this entire year. Yehi Ratzon that all of us should be able to take advantage of the opportunity that presents itself. Both obviously and chances that we have in our lives to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But certainly at this time of Aseret Yemei Tshuva, the juncture of Tshuva, of repentance, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Dirshu Elai Behi Matzo, Kira'u Bi'oto Karov. Call upon me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when I am closer to you. The time of Aseret Yemei Tshuva. And as a result of this recognition and the efforts that we make to get close to Hashem when He presents Himself, we should all be zoche nichatem lechayim, and to be zoche to a shana shel bracha, shana shel parnasa, shana shel simcha, lanu ulechol Yisrael. Amen.